The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Georgia Tech conversation continues as we bring you the good word. Chris Mooneyham and Wiley Ballard are talking all things Georgia Tech as they set the plate for the coming week. Talk with Georgia Tech insiders and get you up to speed on all things Yellow Jackets. Now, the good word.
Yes, indeed it is. And yes, indeed we are live from Hattie B's. 711 10th Street, Northwest. Midtown?
Midtown, baby.
Midtown, Atlanta. For all you Wiley Ballards out there, I'm merely Chris Mooneyham. Thanks for tuning in. I think it's going to work. You play good cop. I'll play bad cop, which really kind of fits our personalities anyway.
Well, that's kind of why I volunteered you for the bad cop situation, because of what we saw a couple weeks ago when we were over in Kennesaw and we don't have to get into
the
that.
Statue,
yes, exactly.
The roses and the carnations that were left in my honor. Yeah.
You've got an edge to you, though. People don't realize that.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? I'm a little. You're the one that called yourself earlier.
No, that wasn't me. It might have been me.
It might have been you.
I was off the air.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Right. I'm also pretty soft.
I don't know why.
They tell you you want to be the same person on and off the air. So, therefore,
that is
universally soft.
20% of the guys on the air in our market are the same guys on the air as they are off. You wouldn't believe how many guys like to talk and act like tough guys. You get them back here in this back alley behind Hattie B's and half of them. Oh, please don't get me, Mr. Mooneyham.
To be honest with you, I think I'd rather be in a back alley than taking on that shut the cluck up chicken. That stuff is serious.
Yeah, you got tricked into that.
I did. Well, I work in such a friendly, not at 680 The Fan, not at Dickey Broadcasting Company, but I was with a coworker one time and said, hey, here's some chicken. It's like a year and a half ago.
Do you always take chicken just from random people?
Well, I had worked with this guy for a number. You know, his name is Nick Marks.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, wow.
I'm putting his name out there.
I called Nick out on the air.
Yes. Well, after what he did to me, he kind of just took a giant bite of shut the cluck up chicken, and it shut me up. Real quick.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. In all seriousness, heard of this place many times because I'm a big Nashville hot chicken type of guy. I just love going around and getting it. If I see it on the menu, I'll try it. Take it home if I've got another meal there. So I'm really looking forward to it. 7-Eleven, 10th Street, Northwest here in Atlanta. Make sure you come by. Of course, we're taking you up until 7 p.m. here on the FAN leading up to the Damon Stoudemire Show. Andy Demetra will be here shortly. Coach Stoudemire will be here shortly as well. Miller Pope, our Hall of Fame engineer, is on site keeping us on the air this evening.
I stress one last thing about Hattie B's here?
Your hand is raised?
Yeah, well, I'm trying
so
to be
so formal.
My finger was raised. Not my whole hand. I just had a little finger.
All right,
I went to Georgia Tech, obviously. I want to stress how close this is to campus. I literally lived further away. Like this Hattie B's location would have been in between me and campus. So
hop on the scooter and it's a short ride
across. If you're in the Georgia Tech community, this is the best hot chicken within, I don't know, like a tenth of a mile, whatever it is. So
just stay away from Marriott and Howell Mill over there.
It can be tough.
The construction.
That's why you got to take the scooter. Okay, turn the page. I'm good.
You sure?
I'm sure. You know me, I always reserve the right to change my mind, but I'm good for now.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You want to do some basketball now?
I would love to.
All right. Football?
Sign me up.
Baseball?
Well, yeah, you know.
What order? I'm asking. What order do you want to do this?
Well, I think we got to go with basketball, right? We got the Damon Stoudemire Show coming up. He'll be here in less than an hour.
All right. Well, that's smart. Okay. How about this then? The Jackets of the Hardwood took down Syracuse Saturday night. 65-60 was the final. Four Jackets on double figures. I would argue the biggest story of the night was most likely the it's probably not broadcaster hyperbole to say the domination on the boards by Georgia Tech, out-muscling the Orange for a 49-28 rebounding edge. In fact, three Yellow Jackets posted double-doubles with rebounds. Another nearly reached the mark. Kyle Sturdivant led all scorers and three-point makers, by the way, with 17 points. He was 4 of 8 from beyond the arc. also dished out 4 assists, had 2 steals and 32 minutes worth of work. This was a really nice victory for Georgia Tech. Miles Kelly went for 16 and 10, again, 10 rebounds. By Dongo, 16 and 11, the 11 being rebounds. Tafari Gapari nearly had a double-double with rebounds as well, as he hauled down 9 with 10 points. A good little win over Syracuse. Two teams that kind of similar in so many ways as far as needing a win in the worst way late in the year.
Well, and then they both beat North Carolina on their home floor. but again, it's two first-year coaches. It's two teams that, like you said, desperate for a win. Of course, Syracuse 7-8 now in the ACC, just 3 games ahead of Georgia Tech, and we still got 5 more games to play, so still a chance to climb up that standings ladder for the Yellow Jackets. And to me, you mentioned the rebounding margin. Look, that's terrific. I think we saw a lot of that from Georgia Tech in the non-conference early on in the year when they were dominating the glass. But given the context of what happened on Wednesday against Notre Dame when you gave up 16 offensive rebounds, to hold Syracuse,
it killed them.
And again, and Coach Stoudemire made no bones about it. He said it in the first thing in the press conference, said the game's the rebound, period. That's what caused us to lose against Notre Dame. The other thing that I found really encouraging, quite honestly, Mooney, is most of the wins that Georgia Tech has recorded this year have been games in which they've scored 80-plus, 70-plus. You know, the offense has been firing on all cylinders. And, look, I'm not saying that Georgia Tech, you know, didn't have some highlights offensively, as you mentioned. Miles Kelly was 16, Kyle Sturtevant 17 points off the bench. But to win a game in the 60s, 65-60, the final score. That's the fewest points Georgia Tech has scored in a win this year against anybody. So I like the idea of a team learning how to win what was a grittier game.
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear anything you said there of the last 3 minutes. I was just watching the food come out and be laid on the table here.
Well, I kind of recognized that you were a little distracted, so I decided to keep going.
What now? I'm sorry. Brennan Harper not slowing down. What do you say, B. Harp? It's good? Okay.
Good.
Ice cold Isaiah Stewart is here as well. I'm not really sure why, except for the free food, but that's okay.
He can't respond because his mouth's full right now.
He about laughed the slaw right out of his mouth. No, in all seriousness, you're right. And I talked about this the other night, too, with Randy Waters. You can tell very often in the first 8 minutes of a second half for Georgia Tech the pace that the ball game is on as far as the scoring is concerned. Right? If this is the type of ball game that Georgia Tech needs, quote-unquote, I'm doing the air quotes here, needs to be playing. And you're right, it does say something about the growth of the club that they're able to win a ball game where they score 65 points.
Yes.
That's awfully important. I also want to give you one number, by the way, because I've been clocking this number, the rebounding number, all throughout the year. I promised Randy, after I brought it up, I think, for 3 consecutive games, I said, Randy, I promise you I will not bring it up for the next couple of ball games, the rebounding number. But it is so telling for this club. And it was early in the year, as you noted, when they were very successful. Don't forget, this club got out into an 8-3 start this year. Georgia Tech still 14th in America. I don't know if you know this or not. And I'm springing this on you. We didn't rehearse this one. Tech's 14th in America in defensive rebounds per ball game. Unless
that's
I read
loud.
The number wrong.
No,
I'll double check it.
I believe it. I'll double check it right now for you.
Please double check.
But
yeah, and that's the site I use. So
Yeah, NCAA.org.
So that's really – it's so telling because when they are winning that rebounding edge, they don't win every ball game. I talked about that with Randy as well. You know, this team loses ball games because of one or two categories that cost them every ball game. And it can be different categories every single ball game. Now, that sounds – pretty obvious, and you'll say to yourself, well, yeah, a couple of different categories every ball game. That's kind of how sports works. But no, not necessarily, because there are teams that Georgia Tech football just at times could not stop anybody last year.
Yes.
Let's be honest, okay? And they were giving up a ton of passing yards, right? And so more times than not, when they would lose a ball game, that's what we pointed at.
Yes.
And we could point at it with certainty. You could see it in the third quarter and point at it with certainty. There are times where Georgia Tech will out-rebound somebody by 12 rebounds. They'll shoot 49%, which is fine, right? They'll knock down 7 of 21 free throws, and you say, hey, here we go. Those are the recipes that should be good enough for them to win.
7 of 21 threes.
Threes, what did I say?
You said free throws.
Thank you.
7 of 21 free throws.
I don't think they've had 21 free throws in a game all year, the way the officials hate us.
But, yeah.
But anyway. Sorry. Hey, look, they can't find me.
They can't.
They can find a lot of other folks.
You have given out the address – to where we're currently broadcasting from.
I would love
from,
for some of those officials to come down here and say something to me about what I'm saying about them, because I'm going to tell you what, I got to go.
You know, and I
got some bones to pick, brother.
But here's the thing. Nothing brings a little kumbaya feel than some Hattie B's chicken.
Now you all got right. that right. but in all seriousness, that's the thing. It's been one particular category that has cost them at some point in just about every ball game, and you never know which one it's going to be. But more times than not, when they're even or plus on the rebounding margin, they have a winning record. Or they're at 500, I beg your pardon.
And I look at the Syracuse game, Mooney, you know, it was not a perfect game for Georgia Tech by any means. You could sit there and say, how do you win the rebounding battle that much and only score 65 points? Well, you had 17 turnovers. And one of the first numbers I look at with this team is how many shot attempts did they have, how many shot attempts did their opponent have? Because it has been wild swings in that category over the course of the years because of the turnovers, or over the course of the games because of the turnovers. That's one way to overcome that. If you're going to have 17 turnovers, that's far too many, and like nobody knows that better than the guys in that locker room. But one way you can fix it is by earning extra possessions on the glass.
Second
that's
chance.
Exactly what they did. Can I burst your bubble just a wee bit?
Was I wrong?
They changed this site this year to where the default is they do the past week. So in the last week, from February 18th to the 12th, Georgia Tech is 14th in defensive rebounding. On the season through February 18th,
Hey,
they're fourth in the ACC. That's still, I mean, again, to your point, it's fourth in the ACC.
No, let's get it right. Let's get it right.
But, yeah, I think your point still rings true because, like I said, I mean, fourth in the ACC, only teams you're behind are Carolina, Clemson, and Miami.
I'm getting the Wi-Fi at the break,
yes.
And I'm going to try to find the because that I didn't. That's not what I pulled up. I'm gonna look.
No,
it up.
No, it says 14th right here.
Okay, all right. So I'm half right and half wrong. Or I'm three quarters wrong.
I just say you're right from your perspective.
Oh, so it's a Star Wars deal.
Yes, exactly.
So
yes,
from a certain point of view.
Depends on what side of the force you're on.
I hate to bring this up, but before we hit this break, has Nathan George hit a little bit of a freshman wall, you think? He was 0-for-2 the other night.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Coach Stoudemire addressed it. I mean, I think, you know, his explanation was, you know, it just wasn't Nate's night. I think a freshman wall is something you see pretty frequently across a lot of different sports because you're playing more games than
it's been
at
so
any other
great.
Point. Yes. And here's the other piece. Maybe if Kyle Sturdivant wasn't such a reliable option off the bench and if he hadn't come in and delivered the way he did, maybe they have to force Nate George back out there and he does find it. So it's one of those where, you know, he didn't look like himself. You had a guy behind him who was doing everything you needed. There's no reason to make a change. And to be honest with you, I mean, talk a lot of guys about that stuff. I'm willing to bet Nate George actually benefited a good bit from being able to watch from the bench because he hadn't had a chance to do that a whole lot recently. And it's, again, still a freshman. Look, you learn a lot by, you know, trial by fire. I'm not saying that being out there is harmful. But every once in a while, you just kind of gives you a chance to sort of exhale, relax, and kind of watch the game from a different perspective. And, you can just see a lot more when you're not in the thick of it.
Here's the other thing. You still got that box score from yesterday?
I sure do.
The other day pulled up. How many minutes did Nathan play? And then how many minutes did Kyle Sturdivant play?
Nathan played 20.
Yep.
Kyle had 32 to lead every Yellow Jacket.
32
game.
Minutes.
Yes.
Exactly right. And that says a lot about what they think that Nate where Nate is in this season
yes.
right now,
yes.
giving him a blow. And you know yes. that you can rely on Kyle to give you certain things, whether it's the scoring or not, you know that you can rely on him to give you certain things. And that's why his minutes have sort of ticked up over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I think he does everything. You know, just look at his line from this past Saturday. He hits four threes, you know, shoots 50% from beyond the arc, 17 points, four assists, just one turnover, picked up a couple of steals. You know, I think we've seen it across all of college sports. You know, it's one of the reasons the transfer portal can be so attractive to coaches is you got a guy who's played 5 games in college or 5 years in college.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a lot of things that aren't going to surprise him. He's seen most of it. It's just such an asset because, you know, so many times it's about who can slow the game down in those big moments. And Kyle Sturdivant, I think, is one of the best, you know, maybe the best on this roster at doing that.
4 and double figures, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, so important. Even in a game where you only scored 65, 4 and double figures is so important to spread out that motion, to spread out the scoring. And when you've got multiple scores, it spreads out the motion, it spreads out the defense, and it keeps them from trying to key on someone.
And how about Tafari Kapari? You know, we haven't had a chance to talk about him. And look, I in some ways it kind of feels like he's a microcosm of the team, as in when he's on, oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just how much fun is it to watch him and the athleticism, the size. – And when he's off, he can be really off. There's no secret about that. I mean, go back to last Saturday at Louisville. It was really tough. But, you know, he, again, 10 points, 9 boards, a couple of assists. He has a steal, a block. I mean, you know, the ceiling is so high with Tafara that, you know, at times it's hard not to get impatient, you know, as a fan, saying, God, this guy can do this, that, in the third. Everybody take a deep breath. You know, again, he didn't play a whole lot at UMass. You know, he arrived there late, you know, and basically over Christmas break. You know, he got hurt over the summer. He's still very much in his infancy as a college basketball player. And, you know, I think, you know, everyone who looks at him, you talk to scouts, I mean, if he so chooses, he will be playing basketball for a long, long time. And I'm confident by the time he's done at Georgia Tech, he'll be one of the most impactful players on the floor, if not at Georgia Tech, at least, or if not just at Georgia Tech in the ACC.
One more number on that ball game, the win over Syracuse. 8 turnovers. We mentioned the turnover margin, the turnover number. Just 8 turnovers, I believe, was the number. Is that right?
They got 8 points off of turnovers.
Okay.
Tech committed 17 turnovers.
Against Syracuse?
Against Syracuse, yes.
All right. I have to start double-checking my notes.
Now, granted, a lot of those were from the bigs, though. I mean, you know, Bidongo had 6, you know, and again, I mean, he, you know, still posted a double-double. You also had Tafara had a couple. But, again, you know, you look at the guards, Kyle Sturdivant, you know, 4 assists, 1 turnover.
Yeah, you're right. There it is.
Yep.
That's what I read. What an amateur.
Mooney, I don't know how you can focus in a room with this much hot chicken.
I'm going to tell you.
You're showing terrific restraint.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Coming up next for Damon Stoudemire's Bunch, a meeting at home with Clemson. That'll be this Wednesday night, of course, at 7 p.m. And, of course, we are leading you, speaking of 7 p.m., up to the Damon Stoudemire Show. Andy Demetra and Coach Stoudemire will be here shortly for the Coach's Show at 7 p.m. here at Hattie B's in Midtown, 711 10th Street Northwest. Make sure you come on out and join us. We'd love to see you all out here. Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit of football and a little bit of baseball. The white and gold game, the date for it has been announced. It'll be in the middle of April. We're looking forward to it. And Georgia Tech's gotten off to a good start on the diamond as well. That and a whole lot more as we roll on. This is The Good Word, live on The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM.
February has arrived, and with it, exceptional opportunities at Marietta Toyota. Elevate your driving experience with our outstanding array of 2024 Toyota vehicles. And the inventory now boasts an impressive selection, including over 65 2024 Toyota Camry and Camry Hybrids, over 82 2024 Toyota RAV4s and RAV4 Hybrids, over 40 2024 Toyota Corolla and Corolla Hybrids, all available in stock on the lot today. Marietta Toyota set the standard for dependability, blending it seamlessly with style and essential features. What's more, every new Toyota comes with our exclusive Marietta Toyota Lifetime Powertrain Warranty, honored over 2,500 dealerships and service centers nationwide at no extra cost. And that's not all. Each new Toyota includes Toyota Care, offering 2 years or 25,000 miles of complimentary factory scheduled maintenance. Attention U.S. military, active duty, and retirees, eligible family members, and college grads. Inquire about potential additional benefits, including up to a $500 rebate from SETF. Don't let these extraordinary offers slip away. Visit Marietta Toyota on Cobb Parkway South today and turn your dream Toyota into a reality.
Hey guys, it's John Michaels for Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. What are you waiting on? Go right now and download the Prize Picks app. Use the code THEFAN for your first deposit match up to $100. I've been playing Prize Picks now for multiple years, and it's one of the best daily fantasy games going. It's the only one up there where you can win 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. You could turn $10 into $1,000. They've got quick withdrawals, very easy game day play, an enormous selection of player sports and stat types, and they've got something really cool now called Community Plays. How about playing alongside your favorite rapper like Meek Mill or comedian Andrew Schultz? They've got all of that on Prize Picks. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that could lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday, where a discounted player can get up to 25% off their projected value. Again, download the app Prize Picks. Use the promo code THEFAN. They'll deposit match 100% up to $100. It's Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
I'm Dr. Gilchrist. I'm a urologist at Urology of Greater Atlanta. I specialize in female urology and urogynecology. Some of these issues are difficult to talk about and can sometimes be embarrassing. I really appreciate the trust my patients place in me. I'm a good listener, and I feel lucky that I get to spend my day working with patients to help them solve their medical problems.
To book your appointment, call 770-474-5281 or visit UGATL.com.
If you have been to Chuckingham Palace, you know that we now have gorgeous double front doors. Well, Dan Watkins, the guy that put that door in, told me some interesting things about it at dinner.
Atlanta is a weird market for front doors. For 40 years, builders have been installing odd-sized side lights as part of the front door, which is a huge problem now that people realize how much better their home looks with modern and beautiful double doors. Most companies will tell you the double door installation can't be done. It can be done, and we're the company to do it, no matter how odd the opening is. Let all Four Seasons garage and entry doors be the ones to tell you yes.
QC Kinetics patient Robert Patterson, a veteran and business owner, struggled at work and in the gym with chronic agonizing shoulder pain.
Those injuries just continue to nag, and if you don't treat them, they just get worse. And I just kind of abused my body for a long time, and it finally had said enough is enough.
That's okay, because QC Kinetics tells your pain, hey, enough is enough. Their regenerative treatments bring you relief by helping restore and repair damaged tissue with no drugs, no downtime, and best of all, no surgery.
I was able to exceed the goals that I had previously attained in the gym. It was absolutely worth its weight in gold, so I could continue to live life without limitation.
Ready to get lasting relief from your joint pain? Call QC Kinetics to learn more about how natural biologic treatments can get you lasting results. Call now. It's a free consultation.
770-285-8026. That's 770-285-8026. QC Kinetics. 770-285-8026.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy 68 or more select OSB sheathing. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Visit us for the materials you need. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
This is The Good Word with Chris Mooneyham and Wiley Ballard from the Georgia Tech Sports Network and Legend Sports.
A pistol with Smith behind King. Barks Gordon takes it, pulls the handoff. Deep drop, throws the wheel down the left side. Has the man caught at the five. Touchdown! Touchdown, Jackets! Brett Seither! The tight end wheel! And it goes for six! Brett Seither, Joe, did not have a catch in the last four games. The redshirt junior from Clearwater, Florida, has his third touchdown of the season, and that was a dime from Haynes King.
The voice of Andy Demetra in one of the great plays of the 2023 Georgia Tech football season. Bring us back into The Good Word. Live on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. The 680 The Fan mobile app. Don't forget, you can also join us at 680thefan.com. Wiley Ballard, yours truly, Chris Mooneyham. Thanks for being with us. What a 2023 season it was for Georgia Tech. The ups, the downs, the popcorn moments, and the Pepto moments as well. That 7-6 season, the bowl win, of course, down in Florida, over Central Florida. Man alive, what a year it was. The wins, yeah, we had some disappointments, but good gracious, what a season it was. And so many great moments for so many individual players that give us so many high hopes for what the 2024 season can be. And you can get your first look at the 2024 Yellow Jackets coming up on April 13th. For those of you who maybe have not heard quite yet, the white and gold game, April 13th, 1 p.m., free admission down at Bobby Dodd Stadium, Hyundai Field. More details to follow as we make our way towards the fourth month of the calendar year. What are you looking forward to seeing on the offensive side of the football as we get ready for the white and gold game?
To be honest with you, I'm excited about seeing a lot of familiar faces. I mean, it was, again, one of the top offenses in the ACC last year, and you've got a lot of those pieces back. I mean, you know, you're talking Eric Singleton Jr., you're talking Haynes King, you're talking Jamal Haynes. I mean, so many of those key pieces are returning, along with a lot of the offensive line. So to be honest with you, I'm just excited to, you know, see an encore performance from a group that was, you know, quite honestly, probably the best offense Georgia Tech has had maybe since 2017. I'd have to go look, you know, look at the points per game, but, I mean, best one we've had in a while.
Is it four starters on the offensive line plus two rotational guys, I think?
That's my understanding.
I think
correct. My understanding is Scaglione's the only guy who's gone.
Yeah, I believe I'm correct on that. Yeah, the four of the five starters, and then, of course, a couple of rotational guys as well who played some heavy snaps or heavy-ish snaps.
Yes.
Ja'Kai left, which I don't believe he announced that he's leaving.
Isn't every snap heavy for an offensive lineman, though?
Wow. That's deep, Miller.
Is it? Some would argue that's low-hanging fruit.
That was so deep, Miller had to put his glasses on for that one.
Yeah.
He didn't have them on until you said that.
I've never seen a bigger eye roll, though, from Miller. And I've known Miller for a while.
Oh, he's got some big eye rolls, trust me. Through three years of us working together, I've gotten plenty of them. Mm. By the way, I hate to bring this up, but you're not a pickle guy? You're not much of a pickle guy. We got fried pickles here.
I don't know why you're complaining. If I was a pickle guy, you wouldn't have gotten any fried pickles.
No, it's not that. Yeah. I would let you have the pickles off my back, brother. If you were a big pickle guy, I would give you all the pickles.
You know, Mooney, there are no perfect humans out there. We all have flaws, and mine happens to be I don't like pickles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but I'm about as close as they come.
Well, again, if the only one is I don't like pickles, that's pretty close.
Oh, okay. Just surprised. I mean, I'm just surprised. You're a good Southern boy, and so I expected that you would have gobbled these up. Why don't you just try one live on the air with everybody listening?
Do we have like a
– No, don't try one on the air. I'm just messing
with
you. No, I'm totally right. – Will you really?
I'm fearless,
We should do that. Can we have the crunch of the pickle on the air? Do you think that's bad radio? Think Matt Edgar will find that uncouth?
Depends if he's a pickle guy.
Miller says, I have no idea. Yeah. I don't think he's going to try to figure it out. I'm looking forward to another year of Haynes King. And what if he cuts down on the interceptions?
That's the whole thing.
In half. Now, that's not unrealistic. Usually when you say that about a guy, it's unrealistic. But I don't think it is. Did he finish with 15? I think he finished with 15, right?
15 or 14.
Yeah, 14 or 15, right. So,
which, to be fair, is a large number. Therefore, it's, you know, if you're going from 2 to 1, that's a little more difficult to go cut in half.
Right.
But it's a lot. It's a big number. Therefore, I mean, in theory, there's a number of those throws that, again, I mean, some of them were tip balls. Some of them were, you know, perhaps the receiver ran the wrong route, something like that. But there were also a number of them. They said, you know what? The more opportunities you have to step on the field, you start to recognize, you know, here's a play where I can live to fight another day. And in some ways, that's what made Haynes great was, you know, I mean, he could the gunslinger.
I was just about to say that.
Whole,
admittedly,
I mean, yes.
He even calls himself a gunslinger.
Exactly.
And that's great, and there's nothing wrong with that. You want that mentality.
No doubt.
You love that.
Absolutely.
You don't want him to be the opposite, right?
Yes.
And be too
timid.
Protective,
yes.
too timid with the football. But at the same time, you can be a gunslinger on a deep ball where you overshoot a guy. When you're a gunslinger and you're coming across the middle into double coverage, that can be that's a little different. Yay?
Yes. Nay? Unless, yeah. But you know, the problem is with that mentality, you sit there saying, man, wouldn't it be cool though if I got it through those two defenders?
Well, yeah.
Cool.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, come on,
yeah.
I could do that. Come on. But no, it's yes, 100%. And again, I think the two things. You look at Georgia Tech going 7-6 last year, and look, I mean, we're all excited that there was the win improvement and all of that, but of course there were some games, especially in the first half of the season, you say, man, wish we could have, you know, had another crack at those. The two ways in which Georgia Tech improves the fastest, in my mind, Haynes King cuts down on the interceptions, and the Yellow Jackets find a way to be more effective at stopping the run. I mean, those are the two, and we'll talk defense later, but those, if I had to circle something offensively for an offense that, again, was pretty stinking good, it would be cut down the interceptions from Haynes King. And again, that you can be even better. And what do we spent the whole basketball season talking about? How, well, you know, these guys haven't played together. They're still trying to figure out the whole, you know, rhythm. You know, who's, you know, just, again, you benefit by playing together. That's why continuity, especially in today's age of where the rosters are turning over, like, I mean, again, like 50-60% at some places. The idea of being able to have the same offensive unit that already had a ton of success last year, there's no reason to think it's not just going to get better next year.
It's very possible to keep a ton of these guys together on the entirety of the offense.
Yes.
Not just together in 24, but in 25.
Oh, no doubt. 100%. And, you know, again, that's where momentum becomes, you know, a big deal, quite honestly. I think when you talk to guys, you know, I think there's a trend. I think you see, again, across all sports, whether it's, you know, it can be football, basketball, volleyball, softball, you know, curling, whatever. When you're winning, it makes it that much harder to really want to leave and try something different. Like, you know, it's a pretty good situation. We're winning some games. Like, do I really want to jump ship and go somewhere else? Whereas when you're losing, that's when it's a lot harder to retain talent, which, again, in this era of where, you know, player movement is as fluid as it's ever been, if you can have sort of the brand of, oh, we're going to win, God, that makes everybody's life so much easier because, A, you're probably going to win, and, B, you know, it means less time for the coaches trying to, you know, do sales jobs on why next year's going to be different.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to say, well, next year's going to be the same as last year, and last year was awesome.
I've hoped and prayed, contended slightly, that I think there's a chance in college football as we move forward that part of the, you know, there's always dark where there's light. There's good
that,
where no, there's
that's
evil.
That's deep.
Thanks. I got a little Jedi in me.
I know you do.
A little gray Jedi.
Yeah.
Although for diehard Star Wars fans, we don't really like the phrase gray Jedi, but that's a whole other
discussion. Well, you kind of look like Ben Kenobi.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Okay. Right. We are Georgia Tech. We can do that. We've gotten approval from management. This is a Georgia Tech show. We can do that.
Okay. I wonder if somewhere down the road we start to see this as an answer for the transfer culture, the transfer portal, where more teams in the middle tier are able to keep together groups of guys and they can be together for 3 years. Groups of freshmen, groups of sophomore, freshmen and sophomores together, and they play together for 3 and 4 years. Like you see at a great deal of mid-majors, of course, now in college basketball. And that's kind of become the answer to the transfer portal in many ways, or the one and done in college basketball. You follow my meaning?
I do.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Do.
I could be wrong, but I'm just saying that I wouldn't be surprised if you start to see just a little bit of that starts to crop up across college football.
I hope so. I do think, just from a sheer numbers standpoint, you know, I look at Zay Flowers, right? Boston College now,
yes.
Rookie with the Ravens.
Yep.
You know, he, believe me, after the year he put up at BC, before his final year at Boston College, I bet at least 75% of the SEC schools were talking to him. And 8 in Power 5 schools. I mean, you know, again, you know, or even
legally, legally.
Yeah,
totally
well,
legally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Obviously.
No tampering.
Right, I know.
He decided to stay at Boston College because he felt that way about the place. But here's the thing. I also know that, you know, BC – it wasn't like he stayed for free either. You know that.
Sure.
So kind of my point is, I think basketball, it's more realistic for a mid-major to be able to cobble together enough resources, however you want to sanitize NIL dollars, to keep that group intact.
Okay.
I also think you can win big at a mid-major in basketball.
Like, obviously, yes.
I don't think if you're staying at FAU, those guys are not sitting there saying, well, I'm sacrificing my chance to win a title. It's like, well, what the heck? Yeah, we can do that here. Absolutely. I think football, again, look at the playoff. And, again, I know it's getting bigger. We're going to have 12 teams in the playoffs. But until you start seeing a little more variety in the names of who's in that Final Four.
That's why we have the 12.
That's what I'm saying, now. Yeah. Like, I just – I don't know. We'll see. I think if you're going to stay at a mid-major in football or at a school that maybe isn't, you know, winning the way you'd expect, you know, as much as you have those close relationships – There's going to be a lot of money some other places, depending on your talent. And more importantly, your ceiling from a win-loss standpoint might get higher, and you might have a chance to go play, you know, at a high – I mean, I look at Sam Hartman. I look at Riley Leonard, Wake Forest, and Duke, and it's like, I mean, they're winning pretty big there, but Notre Dame called.
I think the 12-team playoff could be a little step towards what I was mentioning.
I hope so.
I'm
going
to do a hit on Chuck Oliver's show tomorrow, the Southern Sports Today program, the Chuck Oliver show that goes out to numerous states across the Southeast, and that's going to be one of the topics that he's going to bring up with me, besides Georgia Tech football, if you want to hear a little bit on that. I think I'm on at 12:15 tomorrow, whatever it is. And I know that's something that he wants to bring up. And I'm going to tell him the same thing I've been saying on the air now for months since we talked about this 12-team expansion. The 12-team expansion of the playoff is great for Georgia Tech. It is perfect for schools like Georgia Tech because how do you combat the six teams that are dominating recruiting? Well, they don't have an answer, a lot of these folks. They don't have an answer because you can't punish those teams if they're just good at something that is the lifeblood of our sport. I mean, they're just good at it. Now, they have resources as well, and that is what it is. But what are you going to do, take their resources away from them too? We don't want to do that, do we? So that just is what it is.
So you're trying to provide
access.
So
what's the answer? That's right. Yeah. You provide access to these recruits in a greater way for these other programs that haven't been able to crack that seal by giving them an avenue to get into the playoff, a bigger playoff, which then will get them on ESPN or ABC or Fox or whomever the radio the TV station is, and then that can help to trumpet their program and pump up their potential
recruiting base. Yes, I'm receptive to that. I think access is critical. I'm a believer in that in every element of sports. I think it's just so critical to have an opportunity. That's why I have a real problem with what happened in Florida State last year, because what more do you want them to do? Anyway, I guess –
By the way, just real quick, 12-team playoff, more big ball games, not less. Never mind. That's it. I don't want to jump on the soapbox.
The biggest thing concern I have, and again, maybe the 12 team. You know, I think we're doing a little half full, half empty kind of thing here.
I love it. Good cop, bad cop. We're practicing for
exactly,
the food thing
for the food
later.
Thing. Yeah. I really think that the biggest challenge that schools that are at the top of the ladder in recruiting, to me, it's not so much their skill guys are better, or even their quarterbacks are better. It's the depth in the trenches.
Oh, no doubt.
That, to me, until we start seeing more talent dispersed across different teams, where you're not looking at, you know, one of the top two or three programs in the country that has five All-American caliber offensive linemen, defensive linemen, and then five more behind them, until we start seeing a little more dispersion of that talent, I think it's going to be tough to compete. And as far as the resources go, the other question I have is, if these TV deals are coming in, there's a lot of money going some places. So, again, half full, half empty. I will say the 12-team playoff is a massive win for the sport.
Agreed.
100 because,
thank you.
Yes. You'll get zero. This is argument for me.
Yep.
I think it's great. I also have no issue with the ACC pushing back on that at the time because of the way things were set up.
Sure.
They're trying to preserve a Power 5, Power 4 model. And with what's happened, particularly in the Big Ten, that ship has sailed. So in this era of alignment, yes, 12 is a good option.
Yeah. I would have preferred 8, by the way, just to throw it out there. But
Well, with the bowl games, we can't – come on, Tony. We got to make sure all six bowls – there's six BCS bowls, therefore they can do
– Six what? BCS bowls? Well, you're showing your age now, brother.
Sorry.
No,
six CFP bowls, so you've got the four quarterfinals, the two semifinals,
and
everybody in the CFP bowl system is like, okay, we're good. But to be fair, now that means that the Peach Bowl will be a playoff game every year.
I'll grease your palm if you grease mine.
Yes.
And that's what it's become.
Just make sure it's not pickle juice.
Yeah. That'll work on your calluses, though, and you'll still be able to throw those curveballs.
Really?
Which I know means so much to you. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, I've never thrown a curveball.
No, you just
not a good one.
You get an empty pickle jar with the brine in there. You just stick your hand in there, and you walk around all day with it in there.
And I'm showing my age.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm gonna scoot a little further over here so I don't wear one in the side of the head.
No, you're right. I'm not going to do anything. You're totally right. Hey, speaking of baseball, Georgia Tech baseball off to a solid start after an opening series sweep of the Highlanders. I'm sorry. The Highlanders of Radford. Hey, look. One person got that joke, and it was Miller. Thank you,
here's the thing. Miller's savvy.
You don't have to tell me.
He's cultured.
He's probably the smartest guy in this room, as a matter of fact. Yeah. In the opener, the Jackets fell 6-0, fell behind 6-0 first inning. Finished with 21 runs on 20 hits. I think Andy's here. I think he called that ball game, by the way. Highly touted prospect Drew Burris, who I had the chance to see in the high school days at Houston County. Man alive, what a player he is. Opened up his collegiate career with a two-homer game. I think he had at least one to straightaway right as well.
Yeah, two on the weekend.
Yeah, but did he hit them both to right?
He hit three homers on the weekend and hit two to right.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be some kind of a player. He has so much potential. Trey Younger finished game one, 4-for-6, home run, 6 RBI. Junior Peyton Green was 4-for-4 with a home run. Nice to get three wins.
Yes, and Peyton Green was just named ACC Player of the Week.
Is that right?
Yeah, earlier
today. I missed
today.
That. Thank you.
Yeah, it came out like an hour ago.
Is it Aiden Finitari?
Aiden Finitari, who, again, career-high 8 strikeouts. And
6 innings in game
two. And you want to talk about a guy who's reliable. That, to me, was almost a bigger headline than any of the offensive numbers. And, like, if you follow Georgia Tech baseball the last 3 years, or, heck, 10 years, 30 years, the offense is not going to be a problem. The offense is going to be darn good. Now, granted, what they've been able to do the last few seasons has been next level. Like, it has been ridiculous.
Offensively.
Yes.
Yes.
How,
right.
And, again, some of that's the environment. Look, I mean, some people are arguing now that we're back in the days of gorilla ball in the 2000s with the way the ball's flying. It's not so much the bats, it's the ball. And if you hear about the big league level, I mean, the ball is flying. So I'm not saying, like, you need to kind of adjust some of the statistics you're seeing. But regardless, Georgia Tech's been top five offensively in the country the last couple of years. So, yes, what they've done there has been really impressive. But the pitching, look, Terry Bussey had a rough ride, gave up 6 runs in the first inning and opening day. But after that point, Tech had an ERA of about 2.5 the rest of the weekend. And, look, Radford's not a great opponent. But at the same time, the pitching has struggled so significantly the last few seasons. That was a huge headline to me, looking at how many guys were effective. And that's good news for first-year pitching coach Matt Taylor.
Game three, Peyton Green continued his great weekend, hit a grand slam. Burris went deep for a third time in the 6-3 win. Coming up next, Jackets will travel to Statesboro to take on Georgia Southern Tuesday night at 6 p.m. When does your slate start? Or did it start this weekend? I didn't get to watch any of the games,
no,
so I'll
worries.
Beg your pardon.
No, you're good.
I only heard the highlights of game one.
So I did I was on the radio call on Friday and then did TV telecast, however you want to call it, you know, digital.
The digital.
Digital broadcast on Saturday and Sunday.
Internet TV, yeah.
Yes.
The digital, yeah.
Hey. It was cold. The TV booth is outdoors. Radio booth indoor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
TV, it was cold.
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Been a long time, but yeah, absolutely right. All right, well, good. I hope it's a great slate for you this year.
Yeah, I'm
obviously.
To it.
I hope it's great for the team. Are you going down to Southern?
I am not. Okay. Colin Lacey will be covering that game. He's a local.
Right. Okay. I do know Colin.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
First
right.
time I've missed that game. I love that game.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. He used to work for Georgia Southern.
He sure did.
Absolutely right. All right, but that will take our final break when we come back. Jackets and Clemson are going to get together for the second time this year. This time, Wednesday night on the hardwood here in Atlanta. We'll talk about the ball game when we come back. This is the good word. One final segment left. We're live on the fan, 680, 93.7 FM.
Hey folks, Home Team here to tell you not about a place, but an experience. I'm talking about Subaru of Gwinnett, a place where you can go and get the finest vehicles in the city. The 2024 Subaru Outback with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. I am in the Outback wilderness, and I'll tell you, you can't miss out on it. Make sure you check out the fine inventory at SubaruofGwinnett.com. They have all of the information and inventory that you would need. And by the way, when you need a service performed on your Subaru, how about the fine service bay at Subaru of Gwinnett, the lowest oil change in the city. Check them out during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. You can come in for a test drive and find great offers on the 2024 Subaru Outback or a model that best fits your style. Take the time to come in and find out what love is. Love is what makes Subaru a Subaru. Subaru of Gwinnett, Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, and online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
Hey, it's Chuck Dowdle. When it comes to a checking account, there's no one size that fits all. That's why my friends at Georgia's Own Credit Union offer a variety of checking options to fit your needs. Whether you're looking for a low-cost checking account, like their all-access checking, or something with all the bells and whistles, like their Perks Plus checking with early direct deposit, Georgia's Own has the right choice to save you money. To learn more, visit georgiasown.org today. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm proud to be one of Georgia's Own.
Georgia's Own is federal. Insured by the NCUA.
Buck here, and if you want to talk about the game of football, you can call somebody like me. But when it's the game against the insurance company after an accident, that's when you call an expert like my buddy Ken Nugent.
Thanks, Buck. I'm attorney Ken Nugent. For over 40 years, my team and I have been successfully battling insurance companies. We help injury victims secure the maximum settlement they deserve. So if you've been injured in an accident, call 404-CALL-KEN and let my team win big for you. One call, that's all.
Kenneth S. Nugent, PC, Attorneys at Law. 1355 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Suite 1000, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309.
Finn here for my friends at Ace Hardware. It's cold outside. Be the MVP at your house by being prepared for the next volatile weather event by stocking up on just-in-case supplies, like outdoor faucet covers, ice melt for your walkway and driveway, LED flashlights, and extra batteries. Got Ego power equipment? Grab the Ego small power inverter so you can keep your cell phones charged during a power outage. Find your neighborhood Ace at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Finding your direction, a career path, can be difficult. There's so many choices. Check out Life University and explore your options at their Eagle Madness Preview Day on Saturday, March 2nd. It's your opportunity to spend the day learning about their unique undergraduate programs like culinary nutrition, biology, business administration, and more. Come discover exciting majors and talk to current students and faculty at our beautiful Marietta campus. We'd love to see you at our Eagle Madness Preview Day on March 2nd. For more details and to register, visit life.edu/join today.
Harris Cherokee Casinos has slots, tables, and sports betting, all just a short drive from Atlanta. Visit harrischerokee.com and plan your getaway today.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
It's time to sting 'em. And Chris Mooneyham and Wiley Ballard are bringing you the good word from the Georgia Tech Sports Network and Legend Sports.
Sort of in straight away. Lances up with the clock. Runs his man into his screen. A fan out to Miles. Miles running one hander. Banks it up. Scores it. And a foul with the left hand. 31.5 seconds left. It's 61-58 Jackets.
Jackets with a big one. Man, do they need it. And they got it. Back on the good word. Live on the Fan, 680. 93.7 FM, taking you up until 7 p.m. tonight, when Andy DeMetro will have a sit-down with the head man himself, Damon Stoudemire. Thanks for being with us. Don't forget about the 680 The Fan mobile app and 680thefan.com. Wiley Ballard and Chris Mooneyham wrapping things up. Miller Pope, our engineer on site and in charge, the Hall of Famer. You want some stories about ACC past, Georgia Tech past, Maryland past? Saw a good bit of Lynn Bias. This is the man to tell you.
Anyway. I thought he signed an NDA.
Oh, was I not?
Didn't you sign a non-disclosure? No, you did not. No, he says he. Oh, he's open
never,
game. All
never.
Right. He's ready. He's ready to sell his stories.
Write the book. You probably could write a book, though. Really? Yeah. Better wait till you retire before you go doing that. Yeah. Absolutely right.
He's busy enough.
He's seen a lot. And were you at the Clemson game at Little John? You remember? Well, just this year. Yeah, the double overtime game, which was really some kind of an affair. I mean, was it the highlight of the season? Maybe so. It was just a great, great ball game.
Yeah.
And now the two clubs going to get back together coming up tomorrow night.
Can I put it this way?
Wednesday night.
I don't know if I can call it the highlight of the season when you've got Carolina and Duke also on the mantle. And, man, Nate George, wow. He hit a big shot there against UNC. But that shot he had against Clemson, too, though, man. I mean, yes, it's clearly, when I think of memories from this season, the Nate George three to force overtime is going to be among the first.
Didn't he hit two threes in the final 15 seconds or something like that of the ball game? Is that right? Andy is here. Thank you, Andy. I thought he did. I thought I was remembering that correctly. I know he finished with 20 points that night. What a ball game that was, that late rally. The two extra time sessions by Dongo had a double-double in that ball game. Now Clemson 7-7 in conference. Four of those seven losses, by the way, have come by 3 points or less. In fact, three of the seven losses, one-point ball games. The Jackets win at Little John was the three-point win of the four of the seven that were one-possession ball games, if you follow me. Tigers had a three-game winning streak snapped by NC State on Saturday night as they rallied late, but fell on a DJ Horn shot under 10 seconds that eventually won the ball game. So even with some struggles, Clemson actually 6-4 in their last 10. Fourth in scoring margin in the conference, I believe, is the number. I know they're top five. I believe it is still four. At least it was this morning, unless some other statistical pages have updated and taken my numbers away from me.
But I will confirm.
Are you really? You going to double-check me again?
No.
Don't make me look bad again. On the air, Wiley.
No, because I know you're right. You nailed it. Fourth in the ACC in scoring margin.
Yeah, I thought that. I think this Clemson team is just one of those clubs that's had one of those years where they've had some ball games get away from them. And it's probably just a little bit better club than some people realize. And so, obviously, we're going to get ourselves a test come two nights from now.
Well, it kind of depends on where you're looking, too. I mean, if you look at the net ranking, which is, you know, kind of the one of the tools that is used to evaluate at-large candidacies for the NCAA tournament, it's a metric that measures things beyond just, you know, the win and loss record. Clemson's number 3 in the ACC. Carolina's at 9 currently, Duke's at 17, and Clemson's at 27. I mean, that's a top 30 team in the country according to the net, which, again, is not perfect, but it can tell you a lot. And to me, that tells you right there, you've defeated the top 3 teams in the ACC in the net, which is, again, a quality win. And the biggest thing for me, I mean, I look at that Clemson game, and you hear all the time about, you know, you're on the road, tough environment, you know, just hang around. You know, I mean, in some ways, when you get in a tough road game against a quality team, again, for Georgia Tech this year, where it's been a challenge to win on the road, some of it is just we got to get to the final 5 minutes with the game still in doubt. Georgia Tech was able to do that, and more than anything, I mean, the way they tied that game in the final 15 seconds, it just took the wind entirely out of Clemson's sails. And, you know, they tried to, you know, and they showed some resilience, obviously. I mean, they had a chance to obviously win it in first overtime, second overtime, but ultimately – for me, I think that's as much a banner win for Damon Stoudemire this year as either Duke or Carolina.
Yeah, and that was kind of my point earlier. I absolutely agree. Because of the fight that you showed, obviously you need to fight in the other two.
Yes.
The other two as well.
Yes.
But you know what I mean. Doing it as late as you did, and you did it late, of course, against North Carolina. But, man, through two extra sessions, really showed such grit. You got to 93 points, by the way, which is something we've talked about as far as the points go. So, what a tremendous win. It's one that I know I will remember very fondly about this year. Jackets will need to be ready to defend the three ball. Tigers top 25, I think it is, in the country, and three balls made. Jackets been good in that department this year. Pretty good in three-point percentage defense so far this year. So I don't mind that matchup. And, of course, I think they did pretty well against them last time they faced each other.
Yeah, they did. And again, that's been a consistent theme, I think. You know, Georgia Tech defending the three, it's led to some success. I go back to that Carolina win at home when the Heels really had a tough time from long range in the second half. But, again, look, Clemson's a quality team. And, look, I mean, they're also a group that did not appreciate being dealt a loss on their home floor on what they dubbed as a grit night, as I remember. So they're going to come with a little extra something to prove, and I hope Georgia Tech is ready. And, again, one thing we've seen about this team consistently is, you know, again, aside from the Wake Forest game, which, you know, I really feel was an anomaly, they're going to come to play on their home floor. I think that's one thing Georgia Tech has proven throughout this year. May not always win, but they're going to come to play. And I do think, I mean, Coach Stoudemire talks about it. It is easier to shoot in your home gym, and I think the hope is Kawasi Reeves can get hot from beyond the arc, and Miles Kelly can have one of those big performances like what we saw at Louisville, but in his home gym.
Have to have that defensive intensity in a ball game like this, however. And you're going to have lapses. Nearly every team has defensive lapses. The question is, how long will those lapses last? And I think that's been part of the thing that we've watched for Georgia Tech throughout this year is the elongated defensive struggles.
Yeah.
You know, can you keep – are you going to be 6 minutes or 4 minutes? You know, are you going to be 6 minutes or 8 minutes? When can you buckle down? And when you know that you're giving up a sustained offensive run to an opponent, when can you say to yourself, all right, enough is enough. What are we doing wrong here? What lane do we need to close? Who do we need to get out on? Do we need to challenge a little bit more on some of the three-ball shooters? Because that's been something I've talked about a great deal so far this year. Check this for me. Is Georgia Tech 28th? You got the numbers in front of you. I'm going to guess. In scoring defense. 28 is probably a little rich. 30? Are they 30th?
You're talking nationally?
Yeah.
On the season?
Yeah. No, I'm way off.
You're a little off.
I'm way off.
You're a little off.
60. 90.
So, again.
Yeah, I'm messing with you.
Yes,
what's the
okay,
number?
Yes.
Of course
okay.
I'm kidding.
Nationally, 266th.
Exactly right.
Yes.
No, really, I'm messing with you, but that's my point.
Yes, yes.
You can't
be
266. You absolutely can't do that. You've got to shave that number down to be competitive and take that next step to get over that 500 hurdle. You got to shave that down by, what, 30 spots? 35 spots nationally?
I might say like 100, 150.
Well, to get to 500, though.
To 500?
Are they 4 or 5 games under? You're four games under 500, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. 500. I was thinking 500 in the league. Yeah. You're saying 500 overall.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then
overall.
Yes, I think that's yeah. probably fair. And again, I go back to the Coach Stoudemire's pointed to some of the trust too that Georgia Tech, you know, may not have on the floor at times. I mean, he's talked about that. You know, when you talk about closing out threes, it's this. You know, can I trust that my teammates got my back if I go out on this three? And that's something Coach Stoudemire's talked very openly about how that's something they're trying to build within their program. And I think the hope would be is, you know, these final few games, you got five left regular season, that you're starting to see a little bit more of that defensive confidence in each other, knowing that nobody's going to be dropping the rope. And then the other piece of it too, quite honestly, Chris, I mean, we talk about Tafara Gapari getting lost in the little things. And, you know, depending on what the lineup is, you know, I mean, obviously he's playing the five, he's not going to be challenging threes, but – I hate to tell you, he's a guy who, if he's, you know, in that 3-4, you know, stretch four spot, he could be quite a weapon defensively on the perimeter. I really feel like he's a guy who can come out and challenge a three. I just go back to watching him out in Hawaii, and there were a number of times against Hawaii where he would, you know, leap in the air and contest a three that I don't think anybody else would have gotten a piece of. And Tafari's out there blocking it.
Well, it's going to be quite the test, obviously, coming up on Wednesday night. Don't forget, the Ramblin' Wreck tip-off show will hit the air at 6:30 here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports, as we'll have the play-by-play, the second matchup of the year between the Wreck and the Tigers of Clemson. Andy and Randy, of course, will be on the play-by-play story with the tip at 7 p.m. For our entire crew here at Hattie B's, don't forget, you can still come on out and join us. We got the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show coming up next, 7-Eleven, 10th Street Northwest. Wiley Mooneyham, live on the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM.
Thanks for joining us for The Good Word. Chris and Wiley have the latest on the Yellow Jackets every week following the Coach Brent Key Show from the Georgia Tech Sports Network and Legend Sports.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.